Last year, the state moved to lower its threshold for when it says public health agencies should address elevated blood lead levels in children. This would have opened up services to more kids with lead poisoning, but the state never followed through. Now, as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, a coalition is petitioning the state to finalize its rule.
The state's current required action level for lead is twice as high as what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends. Marion County already uses the CDC's lower threshold. Daniel Fries with the county's health department says it's allowed them to help more of the community and not just the kids who have lead poisoning today.
Because we're going in and doing home assessments and inspections for all of these cases, we're hopefully addressing all the lead issues for anyone that may come down and move into that home down the road.
Of the children tested for lead in 2016, more than 1,600 had levels at or above the CDC's recommended threshold, but below the state's. Kids with lead poisoning can have trouble learning, behavioral issues, and poor kidney function. The Indiana State Department of Health didn't make anyone available for comment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.